Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today the theme of wisdom comes through clearly in the readings. The contrast between worldly wisdom and the wisdom that comes from God. That's a very important theme for those, for our community here, your priests here, myself and Monsignor McCarthy, are oblates of wisdom priests. Monsignor is the founder and director of our community. And he started up this with a prompting from the Holy Spirit's guidance 36 years ago this year, at a time when there was great confusion, a lot of false wisdom in the church and in the world, and there still is, of course, and the idea of our particular spirituality, priests of the Oblates of Wisdom, is to pursue and try to discern divine wisdom, the true wisdom that comes from God, as distinct from the false wisdom and false ideas that are so common today. I remember 25 or so years ago, I spent some time posted in the little Caribbean island of Grenada. Like most of the little islands in the Caribbean, it's very poor. Nearly all the people there are descendants of slaves from that bad era, hundreds of years back. And very poor, simple people. But I remember I was able to remember, I think it was this same gospel that came up, and I was preaching many years ago there to a little community up in the hills of that little remote Caribbean island. I was able to say, look, in the eyes of the world, you are very simple people without much of anything that counts. But the littlest child in this community, in this little parish, who is learning catechism, who is learning about who Jesus is, who God is, he's learning to love God and neighbor. That little child has more wisdom and wealth in God's sight than an academic professor with many doctorates and books and articles to his name. Maybe he's very wealthy, but if he doesn't know God, if he doesn't have faith, if he doesn't know where he's come from and where he's going to, then in God's sight, he is foolish. He has nothing. And again, the littlest child in this simple community, I was saying to these poor people, has more wisdom and wealth in God's sight than so many rich and powerful of this world who don't have that divine gift of faith. They know where they come from. They know where they're going to. And that's the most important wisdom we can have in this world. The first reading from the Book of Wisdom, we hear the prayer of the wise man in the Old Covenant pleading that God would give him this gift of wisdom, much more precious than wealth and diamonds, treasures of the world. In the second reading, which we heard in Hungarian from the letter to the Hebrews, it speaks about how God's Word, and that what we call the Word of God, with a big W, means Jesus himself, the living Word of God. And Jesus is also sometimes called the wisdom of God. He's the incarnate, the living wisdom of God, the one who lightens our minds and our hearts, who becomes visible in this world to point us the way to eternal life. Jesus, the divine Word, the divine wisdom, penetrates the secrets of our hearts, says the second reading this morning. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. It gets right to the innermost secrets of our hearts to challenge us. And we'll be judged by that Word, that wisdom of God, after we finish this life. We won't be able to pretend anymore, to deceive ourselves or others. We'll be there before God, and our life will be judged according to the wisdom and the abilities and the opportunities that God has given us. Did we take these or didn't we? What did we do with the things God has given us? Just on this subject of worldly wealth and how it can be used for good or for ill, I remember a little while ago that I was reading a prayer published in a a book of prayers some years ago by a Frenchman named Michel Poisse. And this prayer had a very surprising name. It was called Meditation on a $20 Bill. Now you might think, what can you find to have spiritual meditation about looking at a $20 bill? But the idea of this prayer was, it was quite profound. He said, you look at, take a $20 bill. That bill has probably passed through thousands of hands, right? It's been around, they make them pretty solid, it's durable these days, the paper money. It's gone through probably thousands of transactions. This dollar bill has a history. And the meditation is, what sort of history has this dollar bill seen? Maybe this dollar bill has been used to buy drugs, to get someone drunk, to pay a prostitute, to bribe somebody, to corrupt somebody, to waste money at a casino when people need that money in his family, the person's family. Maybe this $20 bill has seen a lot of corruption and foolishness and sin, being the instrument for that. But on the other hand, this same $20 bill, probably it has bought food for little children in the family. Maybe it's been a donation to the poor at some stage. Maybe it's even been collection money in the church. The idea, you can see what I'm getting at, right? It's a reflection on the fact that the wealth that God allows us, whether it's great or small, that can be used for good or for ill. We can use worldly treasures or wealth wisely or foolishly. And that's what the Lord is saying to us today in the scripture readings. The rich young man who went away sadly, he wasn't willing to do what the Lord wanted him to do. The Lord said, I want you to give up all you have and come and follow me. Are all of us called to give up everything? No. The Lord was calling him to what we would call today a vocation to the consecrated life. What we have today in a more organized form with religious orders. Religious sisters, nuns, brothers and priests who make vows of poverty and they give up their own personal possessions. That's a wonderful gift of wisdom, even though it might seem very foolish to the world to give up all your worldly possessions. That's a wonderful vocation. And when we hear this gospel, it's a good opportunity to think, particularly young people who may not yet have decided what to do with your life. Maybe God is calling you to be a religious sister, a brother, a priest. The important thing, above all though, is to ask God for the gift of wisdom and discernment, particularly as to how we use the earthly wealth or possessions that God has given us. We need that wisdom more than ever today, at a time when there is so much foolishness, so much misspending, so much waste, so much poverty where there could be prosperity. Let's all pray for that gift of wisdom in the use of our worldly possessions. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.